I am DK, and here with me is Sam.
Hello. I love Rinto Soccer. If I can get a shirt that says that, I will wear that. Oh. So, what about you?
This is a talking friend. We haven't scared you off by now. I promise the next episode we will not talk about.
What is it? Anime without fan service, right?
From weak and disrespected to insanely powerful.
The story pulls no punches, man.
He gets sent pretty much down to the pits of hell.
I actually based a character in my light novel off of her.
Can't wait to read the comic, though.
I love action anime. That's all me right there.
Yeah, kind of.
You're cut.
That sucks. There's like a bunch of isekais out there.
The adventure, the heroes. It gets even bigger, the enemies are stronger.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Otaku and Friends. I'm DK. Here with me is my co-host Saul. And today we're going to dive into some of our favorite anime of the fall season.
That's right. We've got some amazing shows to talk about today, and that's really caught our attention, and we can't wait to share why we're loving them.
Yes, and we'd love to hear from you too. So what anime are you watching this fall? What ones do you want to see in the upcoming next season as well? I mean, I'd love to hear that. We both love to hear that, as well as with the anime you are watching. Let us know, like, what are your favorites? What ones do you love? Which ones do you not like so much? You know,
yeah.
Which ones, you know, are you looking forward to getting another season, or ones that shouldn't have gotten a season to begin with, or others that we're waiting for that deserve to have an anime? Love to hear all that. So what's on your watch list? Let us know.
Yeah. Yes. Make sure. Send your thoughts. Let's get a conversation started. And, you know, are you enjoying the same shows as we are? Are you hooked to something different? Let us know, please.
So today we'll be each talking about our top three picks of our current fall season. We'll have our honorable mentions, and we'll go and talk about it. I think we have three anime we want to just explore more. So breaking down the story, the characters, animation, and what keeps us hooked. Well, at least for me. I mean, we'll see how Sam feels. So let's just dive in, shall we? Okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead. I'll start. So one of the fall animes, I'll Become a Villainess Who Goes Down in History. The premise of this one was super fun. You know, it's got good character dynamics. Just for the viewers or listeners, the synopsis of this is: the story follows Iris, a young woman who is reincarnated into a fantasy world as the villainess of an otome game. Determined to avoid her tragic fate, she decides to rewrite her own story and go down in history as the greatest villainess. Oh man, so I'll tell you right now, after watching, I think I'm about on episode 10 or so, and it was for me, you know, as like an isekai, I couldn't really. It was a different isekai, you know. I was so used to.
Well,
like,
it's an otome isekai.
Yeah, it's an otome isekai. It was just like I like Alicia as a character, right? But I couldn't stand that bitch Liz Capters, man. She's so fake, dude. Oh my god.
I just want everybody to be happy and be my friend.
So fake. Unbelievable. Like, when I first saw her character and how it was, I was just like, oh my god, they really did this. They really made a goody two shoe I want everybody to love me character in this one. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Oh, whatever, man. But talking about the main character, Iris, she's not your...
Well, I have to mention that with Iris, though. Did you know her original name, you know, before she got isekai'd, is Iris? But do you know the color of her eyes?
It's Iris? I never noticed that. Oh, shoot. Oh, hey, that's a good one. I never noticed that. Oh, nice. Well, there goes me paying attention.
Well, I mean, come on. It's like, not, okay, spoiler alert here, but I mean, there is an eye. Well, actually, if you watch the intro and you know, the At the end with the eye patch and everything. I mean, I'm not going to the way. I'm just saying with if you watch the intro, there's an eye patch involved. So I mean, there's stuff going on, with their eyes. So.
Yep, hint, hint. Spoiler alert. But Iris, or AKA Alicia
Yes.
Williams, she isn't, your typical villainess. She's actually really clever, pretty ambitious, and really aware of everything. I kind of like how everything is kind of like thrown at her, and how she just kind of takes it, and it's just kind of like, huh, I got this. You know what I mean?
Well, I think what's funny, and the reason why I wanted to talk about this one is because it's a different take on Otome and villainous. Because there's another anime out there that came out a few years ago. I'm not sure if you recall about a villainous all signs, all roads lead to danger. And I apologize to our viewers. I'm just thinking off the cuff, now, but everyone knows what I'm talking about. How, and that one is like she's trying to avoid to being a villainous and being cast out and everything, right? This one's totally different. This one is she knows the Otome game and she's happy to be the villainous,
A villainous.
because the saint is so fake and everything, and she didn't want to have anything to do with any of the love interests, so she was embracing it. But what's even more funny is that what she thought was being a villainous, she was actually being the
Being a hero,
protagonist,
a
the hero,
protagonist, yeah.
exactly. And then even in the as we go through the episodes and everything, we have Will, who becomes pretty much lack of a better word, her lackey, really, her assistant. And even when he gets kind of first saved by her and looking at Grandpa Gil, just like she's like, well, I didn't just save it for being you. It's just like I got a use for you and all this stuff, and like making it downplay like I'm not a nice person. Everybody sees through it. Even Will looks at Grandpa Gil as like, does she even know like what
Yeah,
a
exactly.
villain
Does she
is?
even know
He,
what she's doing or
Grandpa
is
Gil's like, just let her do her thing,
doing?
just let her. And I'm like, this is actually pretty good. This is pretty fun.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, is the I did read the first volume of the manga when it came out back in October. So, and the light novel, the English version is set to come out early next year as well in 2025. So that also says a lot right there, is the anime, well, one is the story itself is getting an anime that's dubbed in English before the manga and even the light novel has come out. So,
That's insane.
well,
That's
these
almost
days,
unheard of too.
well, these days, well, I mean, well, I mean, if you go back, like, way back before they started, translating a lot of this stuff in English, it is what it is, like Gundam,
Yeah,
but I digress. Anyway, so I thought that was a great take on the something different. Why this one stood out to me because it's this Alicia or Iris, she was happy to be reincarnated into this Otome game as the villainess and is embracing it and is taking it to the next level, really. So I think that you can call it character complexity in a way. At the same time, it just makes for a great story where it's again trying to be a villainess, but is she really? No, not really. I mean, she does stir feathers, but that doesn't make her a villainess outright.
No, absolutely not.
And
She's
then there's the yeah, sorry, there's the world building aspect too on the like an Otome game, they're keeping it simple there, but at the same time, they're throwing in like other countries or that one town that's all blocked off by because they're criminals and everything, Rona Village, and that's the focus, and then the kingdom. So at first it's like there's not really much to it, but as the season progresses, then we start seeing a little more. And I think for an Otome game, like I said, is just as the season continues, I think we then start seeing, okay, it's just more than just these characters at school having tea all the time.
Yeah. Absolutely. You noticed like how they progressed the timeline a little pretty quickly, like the first 10 episodes. Like
Well, even yeah, within the first episodes, because when we first start the show, or at least the season, I mean the anime, Alicia is just a little girl, right? And then they speed things up with her age, and I mean I think that's what I like about it. It's not like we need to like see her grow up. They just kind of like bypass years, and spoiler, everybody. So it's just later in the season, she locks herself away for 2 years to
Yes.
increase her level to
Level 90 dark magic or something
zero.
like that.
Well,
Yeah.
yes, she so that's her
Her
element
family, yeah,
is,
her
you
family
know, that's
element.
her her family element is dark magic. So
Yeah.
yes, so I actually did watch ahead in the because I watched it sub, not dub. So they're like Alicia,
Alicia.
but yes. So I don't want to give anything away yet, but
Yeah, you guys gotta watch it for yourself, people.
yes, watch for yourself. I don't think you'll be disappointed, and I'm sure they're gonna. Hopefully, they'll have a season two as well. So I'm looking forward to the manga when it comes out. I don't know if I can commit to the light novel right now. I know I have a long ass reading list that's been neglected for some time. So I'm kind of juggling between do I, you know, each night do I read, do I keep reading, you know, into like these light novel series I have on my list, or can I just go ahead and just boom, like just get out, you know, a few manga in that same time, you know, that I read. So it just,
Absolutely, man. The animation style is like really bright and elegant. I mean, it's kind of to me after watching, and I was just like, you know what? It really matches what this genre is with the anime style. Yeah. So, I mean, you look at all the characters, they all have their own uniqueness to them, and I really like I said, I really like the charm of it. So,
yeah, no, it does fit that otome style and everything, and even on the world building aspect, you know, with that style and playing into the whole social dynamics and the political intrigue of it all, that goes on in the story and the animation and the style. So so what do you think about the trend of villainous protagonist in anime? Do you think it adds something fresh to the fantasy genre?
dude, I really think so. Even though, and I'm gonna be honest with the listeners and viewers, this one isn't exactly my favorite, but I love how
Not your favorite. What are you, anti-villainous protagonist?
I do like that you know they're starting to add villainous into the like fantasy genre. It's actually a really nice take on it. It's unique. Something new, something fresh. So I do enjoy it. I do enjoy looking at that aspect of it.
No, I agreed. And I mean, at first I was worried that, oh, great, we have another villainous one, right? Is it, you know, how's this one going to play out? Because, you know, there is another one that I did like was villainous, you know, like level 99 one. That was actually pretty funny, you know, with the emo girl and everything. And what was it? And the music on there, actually, the intro music was actually pretty good on that one, too. So it's a very popular artist in Japan as well that did it. So, and I am guilty of reading the light novel series for that one. So it's yeah, but this one is like a different take on it, and I like how they're making this one. Well, because with the other one I would just kind of mention, you know, level 99 villainous is again back to the Otome storyline, is that she doesn't want to be the villainess, or she is the villainess, but you know, it's a good person. Whereas again, this one is embracing the villainess. You know, it's, I think that's what I love about it. It's like, oh, so love to hear your thoughts, everybody. Please leave comments, feedback, agree, disagree. We want to hear it all.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Down and below. Don't hold back.
Don't hold back. Don't hold back. All right, but moving on, I know we could talk about villainous and eye patches all night, but let's go ahead and go to our next pick, which is Demon Lord 2099. I have to say, this is one of my favorite fall anime. It's got such unique twists with the futuristic setting, like a cyberpunk setting, and the concept of Demon Lord. Kind of like medieval villain. Demon Lord, Edge Lord, if you want to say, and then getting reincarnated 500 years in the future, 2099, in a cyberpunk world. So,
Does he
I
get
guess.
reincarnated or does he get reborn? Because he's still the same, right? Even from when he lost to Graham.
Yes. Yeah,
Yeah.
so he does get reborn. I mean, right now you're going all Aristotle on me. Okay, so
I'm just
okay, Kant. Hey, Kant.
kidding.
All right, all right, all right.
You and your isekais, damn
I mean, you're getting
it.
all
Technically, it
philosophical on me
is.
here as
Yeah.
well. The reborn or reincarnated. I mean, maybe it's also philosophical. Maybe it's a clear cut answer for many of our viewers. So, you know what? Please let us know. We'll
Yeah, absolutely,
your
guys.
definition of it. I'm not going to Google it, so we don't show you. That's why.
Exactly.
Anyway, Demon Lord 2099. So let's quick rundown, run through of it. Is a case of you haven't heard of it. So Demon Lord 2099, obviously set in year 2099, where advanced technology has created a cyberpunk world filled with towering mega cities and futuristic innovations. The legendary Demon Lord Beltal, a being of immersed magical power, is resurrected in this strange and unfamiliar world, with his ancient magic clashing against, cutting edge technology. And so this forces Beltal to adapt and find his place in this high tech world. Along the way, he does navigate futuristic world rife with corporate wars, mainly Marcus at the beginning, and then cybernetic enemies and hidden conspiracies, blending his dark magic with the technological wonders of the new age, where he becomes who what better than an influencer.
That's the one that killed me the most, man. When I saw that episode where he was like, "Ha, greetings there, mortals. It is I, your demon lord, Beltal." I was like, "What the heck,
Yeah, please don't use that
dude?"
as your opening line for the show. So I can just see you do that. Greeting, mortal.
God. Yeah, I could probably do that, right? Demon Lord Som, welcome to my
Yeah,
show.
I'll talk with friends.
Otaku
We're not here to subjugate anybody, we promise.
and friends. Yeah, exactly. Sorry, guys.
See, you couldn't be a demon lord because a true demon lord wouldn't apologize.
Nope, he wouldn't apologize. He wouldn't laugh like that, too.
Demon Lord Beltal, though, resurrected, yeah, he's arrogant, confident, mentally powerful, and then but 500 years in the future, though, he gets some humility as he finds out that he because his power is built on believers. So when he re resurrects in 500 years in the future, he has no power. And
Exactly, you're right.
he's a
Because
weakling, and he has to find work. And
yeah,
he
he
does
has to
bring out
find
modern
work.
skills, right?
Yeah. He's broke. He has to find work. And what I love about Beltal is like he just kind of has like that nonchalant attitude, like, well, let's go. Let's do this. You know what I mean? Like, we're broke. I gotta go find a job. It's crazy, man. And like just so much of the world has changed from where like from when he was the Demon Lord back in the past when he lost to Graham, and then to where he is now.
Yeah, so in the first episode, when you were off the bat, the hero Graham, Veltal is slain by the hero Graham, but he doesn't completely die as he reincarnates or is resurrected by his subordinate Machina 500 years later in the future, which time, albeit, has merged Earth. Almi has merged with Earth, and Veltal decides to conquer these merged worlds, but is now, again, as we mentioned, powerless because his magic abilities is built on belief and followers. And thank God our powers or beliefs or whatnot is the number of followers. So, maybe that's what some people are going for, but I'm not sure. So Veltal then has to work with Machina and her hacker friend that he finds out later is her friend, Takahashi,
Takahashi.
to rebuild his following. So, like, when he gets reincarnated, he bumps into this one looking high school looking girl who we find out later is Takahashi, and also later that is Machina's friend. So as Veltal, is broke, is relying on his subordinate Machina, who is obviously hugely in love with him, head over heels, will do anything for him, and even tells him that, hey, you don't have to work at all. I'll do everything.
I'll do all the work.
It's any guy's dream,
Yeah, man.
just
Like,
be you,
shoot.
just be
That's,
you.
yeah, I know. That's the dream right there. Oh my gosh. So the world of having a demon lord in Cyberpunk, and it's so unique, man. Like, when I was watching it, I was just like, wow, like, whoever came up with this was like, they really put a lot of thought into this one, because, having technology and fused with magic, kind of sounds familiar, but it was
I'd say
pretty cool.
blending genres really with this one, because it's like, yeah, is it cyberpunk, but is it also fantasy?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's almost similar to my stories, if I, like to say. But yeah, it's pretty good, man. I really
Of
enjoyed
course, it's always about you, Somp. Isn't it
it.
always about you? Pardon
They
me.
stole my idea. I'm just kidding. So,
Really are Demon Lord.
yes, I am.
But I don't know if he fit the classic demon lord archetype as Veltal, though. But seeing him struggle in futuristic world does add humor to the story. I think that's one I like about the character development is he learns, yes, his limits, but at the same time though he's confident in his own ability where he can
Exactly,
have
dude. He exudes confidence.
and thus becomes an influencer. Well, what was your favorite part about that? Because I mean, obviously you love his opening line in his
Yeah,
speech.
well, what I liked about it was I was not expecting that. You know what I mean? Because he's trying to find a job, he's struggling, and what does he do? He becomes an influencer while he's broke. Awesome, dude. Oh my gosh. And it was even crazy. One thing I like to add, he was playing a game that's similar to like Dark Souls, which is even more funny, dude, because I love Dark Souls. And when I was watching him play it, I was just like, oh, you gotta be kidding me.
You're secretly were watching it, putting yourself in your shoes of the Demon Lord.
Yeah, in a
Like,
sense, trying to be an inspiring demon lord myself, so
playing in the way Psalm's like, wow, they made an anime after me. Oh.
Oh, I'm so honored. Just kidding.
All
Oh,
I did was just find your Takahashi friend to help you hack into stuff, and
yeah,
there you go. So,
exactly.
anyway, so Sam, how do you think the futuristic setting affects Veltal's character development? I mean, I know we touched on it, a bit,
Well,
but compared to his character development compared to more traditional fantasy settings, if it wasn't Demon Lord 2099, but Demon Lord like back in 1500s.
yeah, it's very different. I mean, you think about it. You're talking about, a demon lord that was like back way in the medieval times, and he goes all the way up into like a cyberpunk future. So he's like literally restarting his life. And it definitely affects his character development because everything's just so different. Because if he were to be reincarnated or reborn into like the same time period, there wouldn't be much of a development because he's already used to that type of setting, right? But when you go to way in the future, like I said, very different. So he has to move and act and make different choices than he would back in like the past.
True. And I think that's a good point you make about how it's actually in a different time era altogether. Because if it was just still, let's just say it's still hundreds or centuries in the future, but then the world itself didn't, let's just say, technologically advance, then and the one that comes to mind, honestly, as I say that, is the misfit of Demon King Academy. I'm not
Oh yeah, I've heard
familiar,
about that
right?
one. Yes.
So, because the sort of the same thing as the Demon Lord, reincarnated in the future, and but everybody knows the Demon Lord, existed and waiting for his return, but technologically speaking, nothing changed. It all stayed the same. The difference is that everybody somehow during that time period when he was gone, and then when he reincarnated, is something happened in the timeline to where the Demon Lord's name changed, and so everybody believes it was a different Demon Lord than the main character that reincarnated. And then he's like, "Wait, that's me." That's it. No, it's not, because this is the Demon Lord that died, and this is his name, and that's not your name. So. No, great story, but but at the same time, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, we'll change it here, Demon Lord 2099. It's like it's cyberpunk, and we just all forgot about you, and we have our tech here. We don't need you. So,
Exactly. You're old news, man.
but that's just my two cents on it. I think it's a good good spin, good take on, having Demon Lord reincarnated in a whole different time era, a whole different era.
Absolutely.
So.
I thought it was good too. And guys, like, let us know what you guys think. Do you guys like Demon Lord 2099? Hell, have you even seen it? Please let us know in the comments if you guys agree with what our take on it.
Yes,
We'd
and
love.
if some should, even be allowed to use that the Demon Lord's entrance. I
Exactly.
don't want to even say or mention any of
But why not? I'm
those.
sorry.
Don't want to
Oh
provoke anything here, but okay.
man. Oh
Want to
man.
promote? I
Exactly.
don't want
All right.
Anyway, but we'd love to hear comments, your feedback, and everything. So please look forward to reading it, as well as anything else with Demon Lord 2099 that kind of like I was thinking with Misfit of Demon King Academy, like Demon Lord 2099, their take on it, what your thoughts are, maybe something I missed. So love to hear
Absolutely, guys.
it. So that brings on our well, I know we're looking forward to like the third one we want to talk about here, but before we get there, because I know you're really anxious to talk about it, and I just
Doing so
not
bad.
like I want to see you suffer or anything, but I figured let's go into like really quickly. I know it might be out of line here, out of segment here, but really quickly, let's do some honorable mentions.
Okay. All right, we can do that.
You
Yeah,
sure?
let's go with honorable mentions.
I don't
Oh
want you
man.
to. I don't change things up and everything. I wasn't going to wait until the end of the normal mention. Let's go ahead and do it now before we get. But really quickly, Shangri-La Frontier. It's keeping me hooked with its immersive gaming world and Son Goku's clever strategies. I'll just go in and full disclosure. I've read ahead in the manga and everything, even before the anime came out, with its first season. So It so when I watch the anime, it's kind of making me go back to the manga or remember the manga and how the with the adaptation. And so far, the anime adaptation, I think, is still really good. The humor is still there, so I can't wait till we get further in the season, especially further into the series, honestly. And when we have to take a step away from Shangri-La Law Frontier to get outside the game. Not trying to do like any spoilers here, but as the story progresses, because Sanraku goes in and out of the game with his real life and everything. So I'm looking forward more on the adaptation, how we see that story grow as well. So far, I think it's keeping up the adaptations really well. Let us know your thoughts and everything, really, what you're looking forward to as well. How about you, Saul?
Yeah, so speaking about Demon Lords and stuff. Demon
You're
Lord.
thinking with the Demon Lord sub. Yeah, Demon Lord sub. Okay. Yeah, I see what you're talking about, the United Asia and everything, your light novel series,
Yes,
Alpha
Demon
Mage.
Lord
Yeah.
Nightcry.
Sorry,
It's
please.
funny.
I seem interrupting you.
It's okay. It's fun, Demon Lord Retry, it's fun how the protagonist balance the being overpowered while dealing with like everyday issues in a new world.
The OP.
It's hilarious, man. Just I the just the humor. I think the humor in this one is just like what gets me. Like being overpowered.
So what's your favorite part of Demon Lord Retry R?
Be retry R.
That's the season that's on right now.
Well, I've only seen the first season, to be honest, guys. I haven't seen the second one yet, or beyond that. But from what I saw on the Demon Lord, it's
Well,
pretty
okay, so
good.
I hope, but Retry R is the one that's playing right now on this fall
Right
season.
now, yes, absolutely. I have not
Okay,
seen. I've not seen that one.
All right, so you know what, here, how about this, is you should watch Retry R. I mean, I'm not saying it's like the best thing out there, whatnot, but the anime is a little more updated in a way. Well, of course, the first season came out ages ago. I think we're
Yes, it
talking like
did.
pre-pandemic, something like that.
Yeah, I believe so. I think it was 2019 or something.
Yeah,
2018,
but
something like that.
anyway, so the but they bring in more characters and the tropes are there and everything. It's actually pretty funny. So it's yeah, this one's, boy, we're wearing like the Demon Lord stuff today, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We are totally on the Demon Lord stuff.
But you're right, though, the humor is in the overpowered the OP antics, I would say, and then bring in like the characters from the Demon Lord's former game, or from his former life, which is actually the game that he was playing, or actually he developed and then got isekai'd into a world via the game, his character. So yeah, it's it and so like have like those characters from that game. It's almost like what is it, Overlord
Yeah.
in a way. I mean, not exactly Demon Lord, but almost the same thing. So
Yeah, close
it's
enough. He mean he
more
looks
fun
like a
stuff.
demon, like an
Yeah,
overlord,
seriously. But no, it's a good one. And the humor's there, and I love it. So anyway, so let us know your thoughts on any other anime you're watching this fall season, ones you're looking forward to. That's just a couple honorable mentions for us. Let us know again what you're watching, any of your honorable mentions or mentions at all. So
We would love to
that's
hear it,
pretty cool.
guys.
Moving on to our next anime that we really, really like.
Oh my God, this
Daisuke.
one's all right. You know what? The intro. I'm just gonna play it over my phone so you guys can hear it. Just...
Okay, to our followers and listeners, subscribers.
Oh, wow, I just hit my head on.
You know what? I don't have any words at this point. I mean,
Oh, God. That was
again,
not scripted. That was. Oh.
So to our listeners, followers, subscribers, I'll make another promise. Promise number two. Like we promise next episode and every episode from here on out, Sam will not do whatever he just did with the Abaddon intro music or whatever. Well, I'm still trying to figure out what that even was. I had to cover my face, but I was not
Oh.
expecting that. I mean,
Hey
how you
guys,
doing there?
intro. Hey, that hurt. That actually kind of hurt, but that.
So, were you planning on wanting to face plant into your mic there?
I enjoyed that intro too much, you know?
So, do you do that every time when you watch an episode of Don the Don? Dun Dun Dun.
How's this? How about this? I try not to.
Yeah, I mean, I
Oh
you're
man.
losing any more brain cells there. I mean, I
Yeah,
don't
I
know how
hope
much
not,
brain I
man.
left there, but
Ow, that stung, dude. I think I had my mic too close to me. Yikes. Oh, dun-da-dun-da-dun.
song.
I know, I
Well,
know.
there goes your Demon Lord career. I
I
mean,
know. That fails right there. Oh, well.
well, yeah, but you know what? You solved Alphaverse.
Yes, I do. I'll try to be a demon lord in that one. anyways, back to what we were talking about, guys.
Yes, Don
Dun-da-dun.
Don.
Oh my god, dude. Don to Don, that one's awesome.
Yes. Start us off on this one. I mean, I know you were really excited when we were talking about, oh, what should we talk about this month?
Exactly. Oh man. Oh yes.
There's a show about it, you know. And I read the manga too and everything. And I'm like, no, it's good.
It's so I'm just gonna give a synopsis first before I get into how I feel about it. But so for those who have not seen Don da Don. It follows a high schooler, Momo, and Ken as they are drawn into a world of supernatural phenomena, battling spirits, aliens, and the unexpected while trying to survive their chaotic daily lives. I'm telling you right now, Don to Don was awesome. When I first watched it, I didn't think I was going to like it, right? Except for the intro. I saw the intro, got a little crazy. I was like, man, it's really catchy. And then watched the first episode, and then as soon as I saw them talking about aliens and demons, and then banana, like they're after the banana, and then weenie, I was just like, oh my God, this one's gonna be crazy, dude.
So,
Oh my
me,
God.
the funny part is, and I'm also aging myself here too, is when Momo ISA, meets the other main character, the guy, and the
Ken.
guy starts geeking out, talking on her about, aliens, whatnot, and he says, brings in the whole like, oh yeah, I believe in ghosts, and he just flat out just like laughs at her and everything. I thought that was actually pretty funny. It's like she's going off on not UFOs. What are they?
Oh my
Anyway,
God. Yeah, not
you were just talking about them the
You
other
and
night with me too. Like, we're
yeah, I
flat out.
know.
Did you see him? But anyway, so well, the funny part is like, he's over there, saying, oh yeah, like this is real, like extra aliens, extraterrestrial beings, all this stuff. And she's like, oh, okay, well, I kind of get it. I kind of get the paranormal, because you know what, I believe in spirits and ghosts. And he just like loses it, like, okay,
Yeah, he just starts
yeah.
laughing
Oh
about
yeah.
it.
And then, but before that though, is that ISA, she's like trying, they're both high school students and trying to get, she wants to get a boyfriend, all this stuff. And the reason she just got dumped by the boyfriend like literally like moments
Like,
before, almost.
yeah,
And
exactly.
her friends even asked her, why'd you go with the guy anyway? It's like, because he looked like her heart throb, Ken Takakura Kuda. In case you don't know, Google Ken Takakura. And if you want to know right now, watch Mr. Baseball. You see Mr. Baseball, right? Please, please tell me. I mean, like, come on.
Yeah, I've seen Mr.
Tom Selleck, Magnum PI, Mr. Baseball. He's the coach. No, he's not Mr. Baseball, but he's the coach. Ken Takakura is the coach in Mr. Baseball. And that doesn't ring a bell. Okay, so then watch what is it? And it's not Purple Rain, it's Black Rain with Michael Douglas. And again, it's back in Japan with the mafia and everything, and Ken Takekoda is the Japanese cop, the good guy in that one. And then he's also in a so pretty much like back in the 90s and everything. It's like if there was like anything like with Japan, whatnot, like Ken Takekoda was in it. He's like that for American movies, Western movies. And also in Japan, he was a huge actor in Japanese films as well. So to cut Takahiro, when she say this stuff, I'm like, oh God, like that's like so 1990s. And they show in the anime as well as the manga, like the pictures and everything. I'm like, oh my God,
I
this is funny. This is awesome.
know, right? And it's a fact that the main character's name is Ken Takakura, and it
Yes.
makes ISA like tremble every time. It's hilarious, dude.
I know, it's just like, and so at the end of the first episode, she's just like, wait, what's your name? It's like, and Cora's like, don't ever say that again.
Starts calling him Otaku-ran.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god, dude. That one
Oh
was
my
crazy.
God,
Don't you
but
love
yeah, it's
that
just
episode, man?
yeah.
Oh my god.
But anyway, it was to me that's already was like it had me hooked when I first doing that. So again, I mentioned Mr. Baseball, Black Rain. I mean, those were growing up, like came on when, gosh, like when I was a kid, like still in elementary, junior high-ish, so almost junior high. I don't want to say not high school, but yeah, junior high. So yeah, and I think he was also in the original Bullet Train, which they did a remake of the film with Brad Pitt and so
Oh,
forth. So,
okay.
but it could have been different. But no, because I remember like there was a Bullet Train movie, but it was a Japanese film. And so, anyhow, I digress. So,
So, yeah.
where are we at with this?
Yeah, so that I just wanted to touch more, base more on that first episode was I love the fact that they didn't believe, Ken didn't believe in ghosts, demons, and then Aisei didn't believe in aliens, and then what happens the first episode? They bump into both of them.
Yeah, so what happens is that so ISA challenges Ken or Otakon to, okay, you gotta go to this tunnel that has a cursed spirit in it to prove that there's no ghosts. And then she was challenged to go to this what was the
I think
abandoned lab?
it's like an abandoned like hospital.
Hospital, yeah, it was something like it was a hospital. And saying there's been like UFO sightings. So they both go to their respected challenges, and they both run into aliens and a spirit. And the one that Ken runs into, Turbo Granny.
Turbo Granny.
Oh, Turbo Granny. And what's her line that she says to him?
This she says, "Give me your weenie."
No, but she says like other stuff too, like because you were mentioning it like earlier, just
Gosh,
like
but
in the
yeah,
synopsis,
I'm having a
right
brain
there,
fart.
because the aliens like they said that they have bananas, right? That they're going to inseminate ISA with their banana organ
Banana.
because they're
Oh my gosh. I don't remember what she said to Ken, but the fact,
schlong.
just the fact that
She keeps saying this old lady just keeps saying schlong over and over and over.
oh my god,
Yeah.
oh my god, dude, Donna Don is crazy, man.
It
I
is.
love it though, it's so crazy,
But
golly.
I like how they with Turbo Granny because she's a yokai and and she's a foul mouth
She
cruel
is
old
very
lady.
foul mouthed. But you know what's crazy
Oh
about Turbo Granny is that she actually has a good side to her too. You
really?
know? Yeah. I mean, I don't know if
Why
you
you
remember
hear
seeing
yourself?
that. Well, no, DK. But you know, there was these
Well,
girls.
you're the one that's like, you want to elaborate, please?
These girls that were that got killed, their spirits were lost and stuff, and Turbo Granny would like show up and like try to like I guess help guide them to the afterlife or whatever. I thought that was actually really nice. That was actually a nice side of Turbo Granny. She's strong as hell, dude. Very strong. I love the power ups that, Ken gets from her too. Like, that's pretty badass. But he becomes like this completely depressed character when he gets her powers or when he transforms into it. Absolutely hilarious.
Okurun. But yeah, then there's ISA's own grandma as well. Seiko.
Seiko. Yep.
Yes, Seiko. So she's and I know I keep saying ISA is the surname, the family name. So when I say ISA, it's Momo. So the main character and then her grandma, Seiko, which doesn't really look like a grandma, honestly. So,
She's hot, dude.
and like even her introduction into the series is pretty funny, where she's a psychic, right? And then she has like she's like on this show with this one idol, whatever. And it's just like, okay, you're like this old, you have a kid, and like you know, all this, oh, and your favorite food is curry, right? And the guy, the idol's just like, I'm not that old. I'm only like 20 something. Like, I couldn't have a kid because I'm not old enough. Oh, and my favorite food is ramen. As I've been on the show, I think it's like, okay, she's a fake, right? And then like it's pretty, and then later on in the episode, sorry, Waller, it's just like she was right, except for they don't mention the curry part. She's on there watching. She's like, oh, what about the curry? I know your favorite food is curry. It's like, no, the news didn't, because the news like mentioned like, oh yeah, breaking news. It's like, yeah, he actually is this old, and he actually has
He actually has a kid.
a child. Everything.
That was pretty
Oh
good.
no, and all she could say is like, come on, your favorite food is curry, just a bit.
Oh man, dude.
Oh.
Oh, godly, dude. Yeah, Seiko ISA. Oh my gosh. She's a crazy character herself, man. She's needed though. I think she was needed for sure.
Oh,
And
totally, totally.
oh man.
Oh.
So, DK. So Danadan has such a nice like mix of genres. Do you think like the variety help keeps the story enticing, or exciting, or does it ever feel overwhelming at all?
No, I think that's what kind of sets it apart, honestly, because especially when you talk about yokai spirits, whatnot, it can start feeling familiar or kind of like a repetitive pattern. Like, oh yeah, this kind of reminds me of another show, because it also adds more for the. It's made to be humorous. It's made to be funny, even though it touches on some dark stuff. It's really made to be funny. The reason I say that, I mention that, is going through, like watching it, especially early on in the series, is in the season. Like I said, it the and this is just how great the animation is, because the adaptation's really good. I mean, the manga is great. The adaptation so far, I'm in love with it, because I gets the humor there, and that's what I want to say, because there's some dark stuff going on while it's happening, but you just can't help but laugh. And then I started thinking, oh, how this contrasts with another series is Tokyo Ghoul.
Oh
That
yeah.
one's dark. That one's
That
dark,
one's
but
dark.
it's not funny at all.
No,
It's
it's
not funny.
not.
But this is what I'm getting at, is like with the Tokyo Ghoul, with the yokai there, it's a dark anime or manga series, and here it's you can't hit the same darkness, but they just make it funny.
They make it funny, dude. They do a good job of
Yeah.
that, for sure. I love
And
those
where I
movies.
started. Yeah, and what made me think about that, because when you get Granny in there and she starts talking about like her experience, or with the with yokai, with spirits, that kind of reminded me more of going back to like Tokyo Ghoul, and how you have those ghouls, how they convert others, or make others and everything. So kind of reminded me of that, how dark it could be, but.
Do
That's
you
my.
like what you like what they did with Turbo Granny?
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
that's.
it was hilarious, dude. Because, you know, as being an Asian person myself, I have one of those fortune cats in my house doing this. That's awesome.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
No, ain't no way.
Of course you do. And is your favorite food curry?
It could be. No, I'm
Or
just
they're
kidding.
just a bowl of noodles. Yeah,
Yeah, noodle boy, you know.
noodle boy. Oh, noodle boy. What about curry udon?
I've never had that.
Wait, what? You never had curry
Yeah, I've
udon?
never had curry
You're an
udon.
Asian.
Maybe, yeah, I mean, I'm a different type of Asian. You know, a little bit more of like the southern east region of Asia. I'm just
You are a different kind of Asian. You had it right.
Most definitely.
You're spot on, man. I'm not arguing on that
Oh my
one.
God.
Curry udon. Yeah, look that one up. It's
Well, how, yeah, I'm gonna have to
tasty.
try that one
Yeah.
wherever I can find it in my small town. So, heck, I'll just make it myself.
Okay, as long as you have a good dashi to go with it, you
Yes.
know. Anyway, what else do you love about Don to Don before we wrap this up?
Oh my gosh, just the flow of the stories, it's great because there's always something happening. You know what I mean? I love it. And then like you touched on earlier, it's dark, but they add a bunch of like comedy to it. That it's just it's perfect, man. Like it's up there in terms of like one of my favorite animes now. Like it's so good and I can't wait to, you know, finish it and everything.
Well, I'm looking forward to more to come with Don to Don with the anime. Please, everybody, check it out. Let us know your thoughts, comments, feedback down below. Click that subscribe button. That'd be awesome. And more so, let us know again, what are you watching this fall anime season, and what are you looking forward to in the next season, that's just around the corner. Love to hear.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Let us know if there's like, you know, any anime this season that really caught your eye. Send us your thoughts, your watch list, you know, and what you're excited for next season. You know, guys, please.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, what are you watching and what are you loving right now? Don't hold back. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. For listening to us talk about our favorite anime this fall season, and again, I apologize for Sam there with w I still don't know what he was. I'll have to rewatch it, see. And again, and then hitting your head on that mic,
Ow. It's still kind of feels it hurts.
I don't know. Well, I'm gonna start making a list of like stuff that I promise that we're not gonna keep like doing on this show because of you. I mean, I'm like, we're already up to two, and we have like,
Oh man.
maybe there is more, but I mean, I got two off the top of my head. I won't mention the other one because I already made that promise. But anyway,
Yeah,
or is that
exactly.
just for the next episode? I wasn't sure.
I
Well, it was
well I...
in perpetuity.
And guys, before we go, you know, for our next episode, we got a pretty exciting one. We have a special guest. That individual is a light novel author, and they will share their journey. Plus, they'll talk about their passion for light novels, manga, anime. You definitely don't want to miss it out.
Oh, can't wait. I want to do this guest right now. Tell me. Okay, I guess we'll have to wait till next episode. You'll have to wait
Wait.
along with me. You'll have to wait along with me, everybody. All right. Sorry. If I knew, I'd tell you, but I don't know. Song's the one in charge of that one. So sorry, but I have to wait. You have to wait. All right. But with that said, though, thank you everybody for tuning in, listening to us, and don't forget to hit that subscribe, follow button, and stay tuned for more updates. We'll keep you apprised of all the latest that comes from anime, manga, light novels, indie artists, manga artists, light novel authors as well. We don't leave anybody out. So, and again, if you are listeners, have anything that you want us to talk about, let us know. Yes, or
Yeah.
less you want us to talk about, that's just as important too. If you know of any independent light novel authors, manga artists. We'll love to hear from you. Shoot us a comment below, let us know. We'd love to reach out, talk to you some more about it, because again, we're here to make sure that we talk about what you guys want to listen to, as well as bring on the creators that fill our imaginations, our entertainment with these great stories. So thanks everybody for tuning in, and until next time, everybody.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Right.
Peace.
They are talking to you. There's a little talking in all of us now.